The list goes on. It's November 25th. What's up, Jimmy?
So I understand that there were plans for Big E to be added to the Men's Survivor Series team for SmackDown, and he wasn't. What's that about?
I think they probably looked at things when they decided the direction the match was going to go, and they're like, yeah, we probably shouldn't have him lose.
Okay, so you think there are still plans for him? Like, they got plans for a push for Big E?
I mean, I don't know if they've got plans for a push, but right. They probably plan to push him, if that makes any sense whatsoever. Like, yeah. I think that they're like, well, you know what we're not going to do? We're probably not going to beat him for a while, but we just don't have anything creative because we're not creative.
Right. Okay. Sean and I talked off camera about this, and I have a, dirty corporate politic conspiracy theory. On Big E, because I just know Vince McMahon. This is the real world. This is the real world, and I know Vince McMahon and backroom bullshit. And so I had a conspiracy theory about Big E. I'm not going to talk about it on the podcast here, but I thought they might have split him from the New Day for a reason related to his cameo and shit. That's all I'm going to say. And the fact that he has not been used on TV since pretty much just makes me believe there could be validity to it. But I'll hold out, reserve judgment, and see what they actually do with this guy. I feel like Kofi and Xavier, they're missing them, Sean, they're missing them. They're not the same. I had like a ray of hope at Survivor Series when the three of them were together. And the next thing, Big E's gone just like that.
And they didn't interact on the SmackDown that New Day was on. That was so stupid.
Yeah, they didn't know. And I just feel like Kofi and Xavier, they're just not the same. I feel like they're almost like any other team now. I questioned their booking on Raw. I know something was screwed up with that count out.
Yeah, it sure
but,
was.
But Kofi and Xavier looked like the heels in that scenario. They like ran out of there as quick as they could. They had Cedric and Shelton in the ring saying, get back in here. They were the heels in that whole thing.
I'm okay with shades of gray there. To me, the worst part was Byron Saxton insulting all of our intelligence, saying, New Day weren't going to walk out. Bro, we saw them. We saw them doing that. I'm okay with faces doing heelish things and vice versa. But yeah, for that situation, it was all ass backwards. It was so confusing. And also, the third straight week they've had a match.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's okay because they probably got 7 or 8 more. So we can just kind of get used to it. I thought this was interesting, and I want to hear your thoughts on this. So Tyler Sinertia, So he's the son of Taz. He is 21 years old. He's taller than Taz. He's about 6 feet tall. He's got an athletic background. He was a star lacrosse player in college. He has, I think it was Heel by Nature that reported that he's filed to trademark the name Hook for pro wrestling purposes. And obviously, when you think of Taz, you think of Hook, and kind of understand where that might have come from. Have you heard anything? Because obviously when you see Taz's AEW connection and, Dustin Rhodes, they got the Nightmare Factory going on, and AEW is very willing to put young guys on television. I mean, like Top Flight, the youngest one's like 19 years old and they just signed them. So it sounds to me like a logical thing for Taz to kind of bring him into the fold over there.
Yeah. I mean, why not? I mean, if you're going to develop somebody close to your circle, so to speak,
right?
It's worth a shot. I mean, why not? I don't see anything wrong with that. I mean, it's wild to me it's wild to me, one, that Taz has a kid and like that.
He's really? So,
yeah. I mean, it's just, I'd never even considered it. There are some people, you look at and you're like, oh, wait, they have a family. Oh, yeah.
I want to isolate this clip and I want to send it to Taz on social media.
I mean, it's just, I'd never even considered it. I guess I didn't watch his show a lot. I would see clips and stuff of it.
Are you suggesting Taz isn't appealing to the opposite sex genre, Russell?
No, it's just I never even heard of his kid. Which, I mean, how many wrestlers are there out there that I don't hear about their kids?
Yeah,
just tons of them.
Yeah, right. I'm sure he was just very, very private about his family life. I'm sure
we never hear about Undertaker's son ever.
You're right. You're right. Never. Yep. You're right. So, I mean, the only thing I got to say, since Hook is the name, hopefully it has to do with Red Hook and not Peter Pan.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, God.
That's going to be an interesting one. I want to ask about the status of backstage personnel in WWE because obviously they did all those furloughs in April and some of them ended up released like Lance Storm, who was a producer. Shane Helms returned at Survivor Series. My first question about Shane Helms, do you think his AEW cameo played into them bringing him back so quickly?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't
just
think
what
so.
just how it was. And then my other question was, are there any other producers still sitting at home you know of that were furloughed? Because Brian Kendrick now is reportedly doing production work for NXT.
Yeah, Sarah Stock.
She's still sitting at home.
Yeah.
Is she the only one?
I don't think she sits at home. I think she like drives a van around the country.
Okay,
actually.
But yeah, all right. But you know what I mean. You know what I mean. Yeah, is she the only one?
I feel like Finley was too. I don't know if he's back, but
okay.
Yeah, there's a few still.
Okay, interesting. What do you think about this one? And this is another question. Now, I have not looked up the laws when it comes to going between certain countries and what the quarantine laws are. AAA looks like they're going to move ahead with Triple Mania 28 on December 26.
Yeah.
Last word was that Kenny Omega was going to defend the Mega Championship on that show. My question for you is, does he have to go to Mexico early? Does he have to quarantine? Does he have to quarantine when he gets back to the U.S.? Pretty sure he does. What's that going to do to his AEW schedule?
So I'm not sure what that'll do with his AEW schedule, but I know that Killer Kelly told me that in order to get over here, she had to fly from Europe to Mexico, sit in Mexico for 14 days, then cross over.
And then quarantine again?
I don't know if she had to quarantine again after that. I think the 14 days was enough.
You're supposed to when you enter the new country, I think. You're supposed to.
Maybe, but I think,
not like they do, but you're supposed to.
I would assume that because it was a direct crossing of the border that it wasn't as much of an issue.
Yeah,
but, yeah.
I'd be curious to know because obviously he's a featured player now. He's going to be challenging for the AEW title.
Yeah.
And so I'm curious what kind of quarantine time I might be looking at. And I know that AEW does rapid testing.
Yes.
And so maybe they'll give him a rapid test. If he's negative, he's fine. I don't know. I don't know what the legality is of that situation. You know?
Yeah. I mean, it's more about what's legal, what's not legal than what AEW will do. Because if AEW gets a rapid test, I'm sure they'd let him go. I mean, especially there are questions about whether or not Moxley's going to do that for Japan, too. So,
yeah, and did you see on Renee's podcast, Moxley basically said, and he was nice about it, and, you know, I love the venue and Daly's Place and everything. He does not like the commute between Jacksonville and Vegas.
Oh, but sure, I'm sure he doesn't.
No.
Does he drive it?
No, they got no way. He's got to fly. He's got to fly.
Say.
But he said he doesn't like it. He said it's a bitch having to go basically from coast to coast every week.
Yeah.
And so I'm curious what might happen with that, especially as her pregnancy goes along. You know?
Well, I mean, so, I'm sure he'll want time off. I mean, he should.
I'm sure. Yeah. Last thing I got for you. NWA Shockwave. What the hell is it? Is it are they doing the weekly pay-per-view gimmick now?
I don't know if it's weekly pay-per-view gimmick. It's a collection of stuff that they had. And some new stuff. It's a lot of the UWN stuff, and then also new or it's the UWN stuff, and then some new stuff as well.
Okay, so it's not a live weekly show.
No, not as far as I know.
Okay, because I heard about that, and I knew it was part of the UWN thing, and UWN is pay per view, I think, weekly on Fight.
Sure.
And Nick Aldis, and I know he's not the be all end all, but Nick Aldis at the time had said we're not doing weekly pay per view.
Yeah.
So then I heard, okay, Shockwave's going to be every week. And so I wondered, did they pivot because they just need to get content out?
Yeah.
But if it's not live weekly, then that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they've got to do something. They're losing talent at a crazy rate right now.
Right.
And they got to do something.
Right. All right, that's all I got for you, bud.
Guys, until next time, we're out.